Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of The Household Express, a program dedicated to helping aspiring home cooks grow their skills and confidence in the kitchen so that they can start cooking up memories within their family and friends, as well as taking care of other household needs. I am Sister Mara, joined by Chef Zakia Takari, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Zakia. How are you keeping?
Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sister Mara?
I'm well, and you? Already the 1st of December corresponds to the 6th of Jamadul Awal already. How time flies, eh?
Yeah, just a few months left for Ramadan.
Yes, not, we don't have much time left for Ramadan. And well, listeners, you can look forward to a bumper-packed program coming to you all the way from Lanesia, Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, today I think the topic is just perfect for this time of the year. And the topic is on pot-course foods and what you can take on your self-catering holiday. And we're going to be talking to Chef Sajida Lahir Mayat, and you can follow her on Instagram. Instagram page is Cucina Picante. Yes, I hope I'm pronouncing it properly as well. And then later on in the program, we're also going to be sharing with you more hints and tips on all about pot course ideas to pack, how to pack, what to pack for your road trip, and all those type of things. It's just so much to talk about pot course, you know, snacks and things like that. And the recipe we're going to be sharing with you today is actually from our guest, Sister Sajida. It's a chicken kebabs and puri recipe. And you can join the conversation. WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Share with us what's when we mention road trips, you know, what childhood memory comes to mind as well. And we talk about pot course as well. What foods you take with on your road journey. Also, lots of people are going for Umrah. What are you preparing for your Umrah? What type of meals are you preparing? How are you packing it? Please share your hints and tips with us as well. 072-786-1548. Okay, let's welcome Sister Sajida to the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Sajida. How are you keeping?
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Mara, alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Hope to hear the same from you in Chef Zakia.
Yes, we will. Yes, Sajida. And Jazakallah khair for joining us, and delighted to have you back on the airways as well.
Alhamdulillah, it's such a pleasure to always be with you.
Jazakallah khair. Sajida, let's start by adding that you are a qualified hot chicken chef. Now, what does this mean, and how has your journey towards qualification been, and why did you feel that the need to upskill yourself?
Okay, so basically, a hot kitchen chef is a person that's directly involved in the procuring, prepping, and processing of hot foods using different techniques, that's hot techniques. The reason I actually decided to upskill was, alhamdulillah, Cucina Picante has been growing well, and a few of the hospitals and aftercare facilities, rehab centers had started contacting me for food. And I know when it comes to the healthcare sector, you have to be very careful with meals that you provide, dietary requirements, the transportation of food, the storage of food, and things like that. So that's the main reason why I decided to upskill. And my luck was, on my first day at campus, I met Chef Zakia, and she was just a wonderful and delightful person. She answered a thousand of my questions. She even helped me to finally decide to put my mind into it and actually do the chef course. I had actually just signed up to do a day student and just learn the basics. But after speaking to Zakia, you know, it was like, she says, it's something you're definitely not going to regret, and I promise you, you will enjoy it. So, alhamdulillah for Zakia, I am where I am today.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for that, Zakia, as well. Compliments to you as well. Now, Sajida, you know, mentioned that, transporting foods, is it a challenge to transport foods in summer and in winter? Let's talk about summer, because we definitely are in the peak of summer now, you know?
Okay, so obviously, when you are transporting foods in summer, you have to make sure that your insulation is good. I know if you're going overseas, it's always nice to vacuum seal and to wrap things in newspaper, because it stays colder for much longer. If you're taking ready cooked foods, try not to take things with cream inside. Sometimes when you're reheating, you know, it can split and you don't really want to have a allergy. Winter, it's not so difficult, alhamdulillah. It's much easier to transport things in the winter months. But we have to exercise caution. Most of the time, we don't want to sit with a case of food poisoning because it will just, you know, spoil your whole trip.
Absolutely. Now, Sajida, when you mention road trip, you know, what childhood memory comes to mind?
I think the excitement of being away from home, away from home. My mom was the person that packed boxes and boxes of her kitchen equipment, her spices and things like that. Mm-hmm. And my dad, he just needed to try and fit it into the car. But mom always did that because she made sure that, you know, she'd give us home-cooked meals when we were on a trip. So alhamdulillah for that.
Yes, certainly. I think, you know, they always say you take more the kitchen things and your clothing as well, you know. For all the food. I think our main thing, we worry about food, you know.
It's always only about the food.
And also, you know, when we're looking at Patkos food for the journey, what are some of your favorite Patkos foods and what sort of food should mothers pack for their children?
Okay, I don't know how come I didn't mention this to you before, but like kebab and puri is actually one of my family favorites.
Yes.
And the recipe I'm going to share with you later on, the puri recipe of that is really divine because it doesn't hold any oil. So it's really fantastic. What I've been doing is, for my kids, I prefer to pack each one their own little bag because I have a bunch of fussy eaters. One doesn't do mayo, one doesn't do tomato, one doesn't do lettuce. So Mini bites of maybe their favorite, either mini burgers or cocktail subs, wraps. Wraps are very good. They travel well, you know. And also if you do air-fried chicken strips or chicken pops, you know, it's just an easy, quick meal that they can munch on. If they have happy tummies, you have happy kids. So that's a good thing.
Yes, certainly. Now, as you mentioned, a lot of families, due to the size, will be staying in self-catering apartments and so on. What are the big no food to take on a long road trip? And what sort of food packing tips can you share with us, Sajida?
Okay, so on your journey, you know, when you are traveling, I would suggest you stay away from a greasy food because it's difficult to break down. They end up making you very sluggish. Soft drinks, tomatoes, citrus fruits, coffees and teas, they increase blood activity, so you may have to do a lot of stops. Milkshakes can lead to a very upset tummy. You really don't want to do that. Salty snacks, I would think, were good. But after much research, you know, they cause bloating and uneasiness. So rather you stick to your fresh fruit, protein bars, finger foods that I mentioned earlier are good, and just hydrate with as much water as possible.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Now also, would you think it's a good idea to pack each a child's food separately as well? Maybe with a snacker in, with a cracker in, with a fruit in?
Yeah, most definitely. I prefer to do it that way. Sometimes kids, you know, end up falling asleep on the road. Like this, if they have their own, like, mini lunchbox with them, you know that they're going to be sorted out for the journey. They're not going to disturb someone else. Sometimes when you wake somebody up and they're sleeping, they're in a very bad mood and they just, you know, throw things at you. Mm-hmm. So it's just best to keep your child as happy as possible. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be taking, let's go back to self-catering, right? Self-catering, if you're going to be preparing, would you be able to cook the meal completely and then cool it down, freeze it? What type of containers would you use? The foil containers? Would you use Tupperware containers?
So if you're fighting for space, I would suggest that you obviously just do your meals cooked. It's much easier. And because it's going to be short-term freezing, it's not going to be long-term. So it won't be such a problem. So yes, you cook your meals, you let it cool down, vacuum seal it, preferably flat, and then freeze it. Nice to put it in foil containers also so that you're doubling up then when you're using it for reheating. All you need to do is decant it into the foil container. You can put it in the oven for reheating. A lot of the foil containers do work in the microwave, so that's also not a problem. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be spending the whole time that you're on holiday cooking and things like that. But what I did find was quite easy. A lot of the stores are keeping this now. Smash, who doesn't know Smash? And you can just, you know, splurge on the holidays. There's rice that comes in sachets that you just add a bit of boiling water to, and stir-fry noodles have been my absolute go-to because all you need to do is soak them in boiling water for about 4 minutes. There's no stovetop cooking and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really fantastic to just have these little things to help you with sides for your main meals that you're going to be taking with you. Also, what helps is if you maybe make a menu for the week that you're going, say Monday I want to do a chicken dish, Tuesday a pasta, Wednesday fish, and just take according to that, and no unnecessary carrying around of spices and raw
absolutely
products,
yes,
and things
yes
like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just mm-hmm makes life a whole lot easier.
And I think mothers always stress, you know, when it comes to the Friday lunch, even on holiday, families crave for the dal and rice, chicken curry, agni. How would you cut that with?
Okay, so the biryani kit by Cucina Picante has been an absolute hit. Mm. What comes in this kit is a ready marinated chicken, parboiled rice, and fried onions all separately, and it freezes fantastically.
Right.
But the nice part about this is I even got a thumbs up from the Manjra and Bema's caterers, you know, because alhamdulillah, it was such a good idea. But really, I mean, honestly speaking, rice, it does freeze well. You can make your tarkari and keep it ready. I don't maybe cook your rice all the way. Just leave it a little bit before, you know, just maybe 15 minutes left of the steaming process.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have a really good meal. Like I say, try to eliminate as much cooking on your holiday and prepare whatever you can at home.
Mm-hmm. Sajida, please share your Instagram account before you go on to the recipe as well. And for the lovely listeners who want your Instagram account, and I hope I'm pronouncing it properly, it's Cucina Picante.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, it is. It's Cucina Picante. At and just the Cucina Picante full. There's no underscore or anything in between. C-U-C-I-N-A-P-I-C-C-A-N-T-E.
I will be repeating it later in the program as well. Okay, let's now go on to your lovely chicken kebabs and puri recipe. I think this is basically ideal if you're going on a short road trip, if you're going on a long journey by flight, maybe overseas, even Umrah for that matter. It's an ideal thing to take with you, chicken kebabs and puri as well. You can serve the puri with pateria, puri with chicken as well, puri with steak as well. So share with us the puri recipe and then we're going to go on to the chicken kebabs recipe.
Okay, so the puri recipe is adapted from somebody that I had found on the net. It's not my recipe as such, right? So credit to whoever's recipe this is, though. It's 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of clum, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of baking powder. To that, you're going to add 2 teaspoons of butter and you're going to make a bit of a crumbly texture. Then you will mix 1/2 cup of milk and 1/2 cup of sour milk, and you'll mix this into your flour mixture and bind it to a nice dough. What you can also, okay, well, this is my variation to the puri recipe. If you'd like a bit of a savory puri, and if you have sour milk left over, you can mix the sour milk, the yogurt, the day that you use
day,
your
yes
biryani,
mm-hmm,
with the milk, and you can make it a savory puri.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have some taste to it also. But it pairs very well with the chicken, the kebabs, the pateria, everything that you've just mentioned earlier on, G.
And it's very, very filling indeed as well.
It is. And like I said, it doesn't, I think the clum in it makes it such that it doesn't hold oil. If you ever try this recipe, you'll see that it's so fluffy, it's soft, it's pillow soft, and
yes,
it's absolute oil-free, alhamdulillah. For that.
Yes, you know, I only make this recipe. There's no recipe that I want to even try and attempt another recipe, because I'm so used to this one, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of flop-proof also, which is why I like it so much.
And you could even, if you don't have your leftover day, your sour milk, you could even put in about a teaspoon, half a teaspoon of crushed green chilies as well.
Yes, that's right.
And a bit of fresh jiru as well.
You can even opt out and use the yogurt. And if you don't have flour, you can use self-raising flour and just leave out the baking powder and the flour.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many variations to this, and so far everything has worked well. Jiru.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's now go to the chicken kebab recipe, Sajida.
Okay, so you will need 1 kilo of chicken mince, 4 to 6 slices of water, of bread that has been soaked in water and the excess water squeezed out. 4 to 5 grated onions. You can do less onions depending on your family. Also squeeze out the water on the onions. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Aromat, 2 teaspoons of salt. Green masala according to your taste. Some people prefer something strong, some people not so. Fine black pepper. 2 eggs. Eggs obviously helps in the binding process. Fine dana. Chopped green fresh dana. You can put whole jiru and fine jiru. When you, after forming it, you can just fry it, quick fry in ghee. You can bake it for an even better consistency and it will be less greasy. I haven't tried air frying. I'm very keen to try the air frying and mm-hmm see how that will come out. So yeah. Alhamdulillah, it's a very nice versatile recipe. What you can do is with us also, you can, once it's cooled off, you can freeze it and you can keep it, like if you want to make a quick spaghetti and meatball recipe, if you want to make a kebab curry recipe, the kebab with lemon pasta sauce is also really nice. So it works like, you know, in many versatile
ways. In many versatile ways, absolutely, yes. It's like a non-stop kebab recipe as well. Sadia, JazakAllah Khair for joining us on air this morning as well. And, you know, may Allah continue to give you lots and lots of barakah in your home industry as well. And you remember us in your duas as well. And I think Zakia wants to say a few words to you.
Alhamdulillah for that.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Sajira?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, you got me on
I did. Alhamdulillah. I'm so glad that I was able to be an inspiration for you in that. Alhamdulillah, you've become where you are, alhamdulillah, due to sisterhood in Islam.
Yes, I think it's like a chef sisterhood. You know, I'm always surrounded with all the good cooks and the chefs. So I think it's a home cooks, a chef sisterhood, yeah.
Definitely. You know, Zakia, when I saw you there, and that day, for instance, you were the student representative, I can't tell you how proud I was to see a Muslim female actually representing, like you say, other Muslim chefs, because it's quite hard in the industry. You would know. I mean, you've been there for many years. And when I asked you all my questions, you were so happy and willing to answer me. You shared your number with me, and anything that I had wanted to ask you after that, you were very willing to help me out, and I really do appreciate that.
Remember, Senor Duaz.
Well, that's a bond of sisterhood as well, inshallah. JazakAllah khair, Sajida. You have a lovely holiday. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam. Well, this is Sister Sajida Lahir Maya. You can follow her on Instagram at Cucina Picante. Let me spell it for you. It's CUCINAPICANTE. Let's repeat that again. It's CUCINAPICANTE. Cucina Picante. Well, let's go for a short break, but before we do that, when we mention road trips, what childhood memory comes to mind? You can WhatsApp us on 0727861548. Also, what foods you take with on your long journey, on your overseas journey, and do you pack foods for your journey as well? How do you pack it? What type of foods do you take? We'd love to hear from you. 0727861548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, I like that. It's short snippet of the house. So there's something new, at least new for the program, alhamdulillah. Well, the listener, we're talking about patkos, right? So now, share with us all your ideas of what patkos you take on a road trip, on an overseas trip. Lots of people are going for Umrah, alhamdulillah. So what type of foods are you taking with? You know, how are you packing it? What type of things are you taking with? And how would you thaw it out? How are you going to reheat it? How are you going to store it? You know, just give us basically an idea. You can help somebody else out as well. And share that with us as well. Well, you can WhatsApp us on 0727861548. Well, Zakia, before we actually go on to talking about patkos and what to take with on a road trip and snacks, This listener says, Salams, I make my dal goes and freeze it in a 2-liter bucket. On Friday, I just cook up rice and do salad and aloo fry there. Rice doesn't take long. While you're having breakfast, you can put up the rice. That's now if you're staying in a self-catering apartment as well. Then another listener says, okay, let's go back to that message.
Also on that, you know, Sister Mara, you know, like, there's a lot of halal restaurants around, you know.
It depends where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you like your home food, so like the listener says, you make your dal ghost and you take your dal ghost worth, and then you can just buy the rice even from a restaurant. You don't even have to cook your rice, you know. It's easy and convenient.
Absolutely, yes. Then this listener says, with kebab, some recipes say to add egg. Please advise, why is this?
It's to help bind the kebab.
Okay.
So some people add in egg only, other people add in breadcrumbs or wet slices of soaked bread, where they soak the bread in water and then they squeeze out the water. But it both just acts as binding agents.
You know what I do with my, when I'm making kebabs, either beef kebabs or chicken kebabs, I take the slices of bread, I don't soak it up. I put it into my blender.
Yes, you can do that.
It's so much, it is less water, less moisture as well.
Right. Right.
And I don't ever put my kebab mixture in the major mix. I bind my, like I said, my bread, my slices of bread into the blender. or a chopper, and then my onions and my greens as well. And I just mix it with my hand. You get a better mixture, better firmer texture quality.
I think it is true what you're saying, because when you add in your meat worth into your magic mix or your mixes, it's breaking down the meat further and it's making it more like
a paste.
Yes, it's not actually meat. It's not mince. It's a paste.
You've got your mince drained out properly, you do it this way.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Very, very true.
Okay, another listener says, my favorite road food is egg bread, cheese and tomato sandwich, roast chicken and roti. Jazakallah for sharing. And there is lots of different types of egg bread that you can actually make. You know, like a toast in egg bread, something different. Just a normal egg bread you can make. You can make like a mince, dip the whole sandwich into an egg bread mixture, put your French bologna, put your mash, put your chicken. Like how you're making a toasted chicken, but depending on the egg bread mixture.
Yes, that's true.
That's actually very tasty and very filling indeed as well. Now, Zaki, when it comes to patkos, okay, if you're making rolls, you know, how can you avoid your rolls from getting soggy?
So if you're using sauces and you're making, like, for example, like a tuna and mayo filling or chicken and mayo filling, I like to add letters against the bun and then the filling between the letters.
Mm-hmm.
So it forms like a barrier. Or you can toast the inside of your buns a bit, so it has that like a bit of a crusty layer, and then you put your filling in.
Mm-hmm.
So the outside of your bun is still soft, but the inside's toasted up a bit, so it doesn't become as soggy as it would.
Okay, fine. And then what would you suggest, what are good foods to take with on a road journey? Let's start off a road journey now.
So, I love food, nah? Irrespective, I'm not a person that's only pies and samosas, sandwiches, your light meals. I like wholesome food.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, anything can go on a road trip, especially if you have a wonder bag. And I mean, you're going from here to Durban, for example, or from here to, say, PE or East London. The wonder bag holds wonderful for easy 5 to 6 hours, and your food is still warm. You can stop over at a garage, sat down on a picnic blanket or on the tables, etc., and you can still have a warm, proper, wholesome meal. And I think that's very nice and very important also while you're on a journey, so that you don't lose strength, etc. But obviously your snacks, like Sajida said, you can have your crackers with your cheese, your crackers with tuna, you can have your fruits, cut up fruits, you can have yogurts, you can have your cream cheese dips with your chips or with crackers. In fact, a very nice combination is the caramelized onion crackers from Woolies with the cream cheese and chives stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tasty combination. Stuff like that, you know, that's to nibble in the car. Or you get the kiri cheese with the breadsticks that comes in individual packs. That's nice. But I feel to have a wholesome meal carried in a wonder bag is a very good option.
Okay. Let's talk about now for those who are going on a self-catering journey, or even now for that matter, for Umrah now. You know, so what type of foods would they prepare? How would they pack it? Would they make it, freeze it, cool it, put it into foil containers or Tupperware containers, and then shrink wrap it or vacuum seal it?
So, you know, if you go to Verimark stores, you go to Game, you go to Pick and Pay, Checkers, Hyper. Now for your kitchen, a normal household kitchen, you get the vacuum seal machines with the vacuum seal bags. And I think the best option for traveling with food is a vacuum seal bag, for the reason that you can get more items into your cooler bag, number one. And it's less bulky and it's also easy. I mean, the vacuum bag can go into the microwave while it's still sealed. You heat up your meal, you take it out, you open your vacuum pack bag and you plate it into a plate or bowl or whatever it is. And it works wonderfully, you know. Especially those people going for Umrah also, you know, they can marinate their meats, take it raw marinated, whether it's a terkari or whether it's... a dry meal, or a saucy chicken or a saucy steak, you can vacuum pack it, allow it to cool down within 2 hours, and then put it into the freezer to allow it to freeze. And then all you do is, like Sajira said, you can wrap it in newspaper to keep it colder for longer, and then put it into your cooler bag. So what I like to do is, if you know you're traveling like far and you're taking a lot of food worth and stuff, I'll prepare the food 2 days in advance, freeze the food, and then I take my cooler bag, I pack my food into the cooler bag, in the freezer, and I leave the cooler bag open. So the cooler bag also chills.
Chills, yes.
And then you can add in some ice blocks or hot ice, etc. And then all you do is you travel with it, and it stays up to 8 to 10 hours well. And then obviously you get to your destination and you pop it back into the freezer or into a fridge. Even if it allows to thaw, it's fine, because remember, if your fridge temperatures are right, your food can stay up to 4 or 5 days in the fridge, you know. So even if you don't have a freezer at your disposal, you can put it in the fridge, allow it to thaw in the fridge, and all you need to do is take it out, warm it up, and you can enjoy your meals.
Okay, so what foods would you like, say, like you could take your dry kebabs, your chicken fillet, your steaks, your tarkaris as well. What about like making a pot of akni or biryani, setting it, steaming it completely, and then go there and just reheat it up? Would that be a good idea to do that?
So if you're doing biryani or akni, my advice would be is that you know, you lay it in the silver foil containers. Now you even get the silver foil pots where it's shaped in a pot.
Yes, I did
with
see
the
that.
Lid. And then you freeze it in there. You take it with you. You thaw it in the fridge overnight. In the morning, you pop it in the oven. I haven't exactly tried it on a stove, so I can't advise on that. But I know you take it, you pop it into the oven, and you steam your biryani or your akni, and you have fresh biryani or akni.
Okay, all right. Coming back to our WhatsApp messages, the listener says you can use oats to bind the kebabs as well. Well, I haven't tried it. Have you tried that, oats to bind the kebabs? Okay?
I have seen a recipe on the Radio Islam website where we do have oats.
There is one recipe.
But I haven't personally tried it.
All right. Then this listener says, I make Easter and make pizza scrolls. Oh, that's a good idea. And I think, you know, we love our old-fashioned patkos, our samosa spies.
I think that's nice
pitas,
for the car.
Roti wraps.
While you're in the car to snack.
Even on your flight journey, you know.
Yes.
Wherever you're going overseas.
I actually like that more for the flight journey, because I like food. I get very hungry, and I think the airline meal portions are very small.
Besides being small, I think sometimes they're just not very tasty.
No, that's true, and I agree.
I just enjoy the salad and the desserts, but not the food itself. So I prefer to take patkos well.
It depends which airline you were for the dessert.
It also depends on which airline, yes. Okay, all right. Okay, this one says, where can you buy the silver lined pots? Are they disposable?
Yes, they're disposable. I've got mine from Westpac. Unfortunately, I didn't see them being stocked in Lens. I don't know for other areas, but Westpac does stock them. What's nice is it's like a pot, and it even comes with a lid. So all you do is you pack it up nicely and you cling wrap it.
Is it firm? Is it firm?
Yes, it's quite firm. So obviously, remember, it's foil. It's not going to be firm while you're working with it. But once your biryani or your akni is in, remember, it's giving weight, it's giving firmness, it's adding heaviness to the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, it's not going to now be so easily flimsy.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. And then, you know, when it comes to would you prefer, you can't freeze puri, no?
So, you know, you get frozen, unfried puri, right? But I'm not a fan of it, because I feel anything that has baking powder or yeast cannot be frozen, because you're killing the activation of the rising agent in it. So, you can actually freeze puri after it's fried. But obviously, it doesn't have that same texture and enjoyability that it has when it's fresh.
Okay, Okay. Rotis is easy to freeze. I think everybody takes rotis one. It's a must have.
Roti, and you can take, you know, nowadays most of the butchers even sell, you don't even have to make it at home. They sell those garlic naans and pitas. You go to Pick and Pays and Checkers and Spas, they have the shawarma pitas also. So say you don't exactly have to use a shawarma pita to have a shawarma, you know. You can use it as a naan bread.
Okay. Responding to the recipe of the kebabs, the oats works good. It pines your kebabs. And this is from Auntie Khairun in Pine Ridge. Jazakallah khair, Auntie Khairun, for sharing that. And yes, I've never ever tried putting oats in a kebab, you know. It's good to try it out as well. Mm-hmm. And what about taking... would you prefer... If you have to, can you wrap your Tupperware container, right? Can you wrap it up in newspaper and then vacuum seal it?
You can.
And then freeze it up.
And no, you can't. So you can wrap it up in newspaper and then vacuum seal it once it's frozen.
Once it's frozen, yes.
If you're going to vacuum seal it wrapped up in newspaper, it's going to take longer to freeze. And it might, you won't know if your food's completely frozen then, and then you've wrapped it up, so it's an inconvenience. So the better option would be you freeze it, and then obviously you can open your lid and see if your food's completely frozen. Close your lid, wrap it up in newspaper, and then vacuum seal it.
Okay. You have an excellent question. Salams, previously on one of the shows you advised not to use foil and foil products to store food or cook food. Please clarify.
Yes, it's not the best because aluminium has a reaction.
Yes.
Right? Aluminium has a reaction to the food, but remember, we're looking for convenience. It's not completely unhealthy. You're not doing it every day. You're not having three meals a day from aluminium foil. It's the same way like covering the pot of biryani with foil and allowing it to steam, or putting the foil in the bottom of your biryani pot and cooking your biryani. It's a thing of once a week, or when you go on holiday, etc. If you're freezing food constantly, we did also mention you have freezer-friendly glass containers nowadays. You have plastic, you have vacuum seal options. That is for your everyday options. It is not the healthiest of options, but unfortunately, when you're going on holiday or you're traveling, it's not always about the healthiest of options. It's about convenience as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Then you would go for an option now. If you feel you don't want to use foil, you can take your Tupperware containers with this ice cream Tupperwares, the 2-liter ones. They're selling it at all your packaging stores as well. Then there's another flat container. You can even get like a flat container. It's
yes.
A square flat. I'm not sure. I can't remember the name now. It's easy to pack. It's just simply...
I think those are the ones they call the samosa containers.
I think so. But you get nice flat ones. Yes.
Yes, you get them in the ones that the people use for samosas, and then you get it in a 4-centimeter high.
That would be actually be perfect.
So like we said, the best option would be using a vacuum seal bag to take your food with. But the question was regarding biryani and akni, which needs to be set. Unfortunately, you cannot throw that in a vacuum seal bag and vacuum seal it. You are going to get mashed up rice and meat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, Denise, we're moving away from the topic, but it's not a problem at all. It's all part of the program where we can assist and help the listeners out. Please advise how to pre-clean your washing machine. Pre-clean your washing machine. I think the best would be your bicarb
and vinegar.
And but I'm not sure of the amount as well.
So bicarb and vinegar, and you put it into you can add in some stay soft as well, and you can put your machine on a normal load wash. Otherwise, Pick and Pay and Checkers sell a washing machine cleaner.
Yes, and dishwash cleaner as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just a little sachet that you pop in where you put your clothes in, and then you put the machine on a washing cycle, and it cleans the machine out.
Okay, excellent question coming through. How can you warm rotis in an air fryer?
So I'm assuming that you just put it into your air frying basket and then obviously try it on the lowest temperatures at first. I haven't personally tried it, so I cannot advise you. The best I would still advise is you take out a tawa, you put it on the stove, and you reheat it for a more fresh, crispy roti. If you're fine with soft, soggy rotis, then you can use the microwave, as everybody knows. I don't personally like to heat up a stack of rotis. I normally would take the microwave, the plate of the microwave.
Yes.
And I'd lay the rotis all out, like three or four going round, so that they're not exactly on each other. And then I'd warm it for 10 seconds, and then I would crisp it up on a tawa, so it has that fresh smell, fresh taste, and crispiness as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And as well, and then there's another question that came through. When we're making steaks for patkos, should we add tomato in it?
If your recipe requires tomato, you can add your tomato, cook it through, and then you can freeze it.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's repeat the chicken kebabs and puri recipe as requested by many of the listeners. For the puri recipe, you will require 2 cups of flour. That's 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons klim, 2 tablespoons klim powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons baking powder, and 2 teaspoons of butter. You rub the butter into the dry ingredients, make a crumbly texture. Then you mix your make your dough with 125 ml of milk, mix with 125 ml of mass. That's a 1/4 cup. Am I right, Zakia?
Yes, it is.
It's a half a cup, okay? I'm so sorry, listeners. Please, my apologies. That's 1/2 cup of milk mixed with 1/2 cup of mass. Bind to form a soft dough. Allow to rest for a while and roll and fry. It's a very lovely, tasty puri recipe, enjoyed by many. Even the children enjoy it, you know. And then for the chicken kebabs, it's 1 kilogram of chicken mince, 4 to 6 slices of bread soaked in excess water squeezed, then 4 to 5 grated onions. Make sure you squeeze all the water out as well. Then 1 teaspoon of baking powder, aromat, 2 teaspoons salt, green masala, fine black pepper, 2 eggs, fine dhania, green dhania, it's your fresh green dhania, fine jiru, and you form into balls. Fast fry in ghee or bake or steam in an oven with butter and lemon juice. Now, you know, baking powder is also a binding ingredient in your kebabs.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've learned something new today.
Definitely. You won't find your kebabs breaking up. But you'll find if you're making chicken kebabs, it'll always be firm. But you see, chicken kebabs also, it's best to make your own mince.
Yes.
Even if you take a chicken fillet and you cut it up in cubes and you put all these ingredients in, just give it a quick mix into your magic mix for quick pulse it, and you'll find lovely kebabs coming out.
And if, you know, you don't exactly have to use a magic mix. You know, everybody has Kenwood machines today.
Yes.
And I know the Kenwood machine doesn't come with a mincing attachment. But they do sell them on Takealot. They sell them at the stores, Yuppie Chef store as well. You can buy an attachment. Even if you don't have an ice cream machine, you know, you can use your Kenwood baking machine and you just buy the ice cream attachment, and you have an ice cream machine, so it's nice investments to make.
Right. Okay. A lovely question coming, not a question, but a tip coming through. Please don't warm roti in an air fryer. I tried it and it got stuck to the element at the top. It was disastrous to clean. Jazakallah for sharing that, listener. Jazakallah khair. Brown paper packet put in roti's microwave 1 second or less. That's a nice one.
Yes.
Even your normal plastic packets.
But brown paper packets are, in general, a better use than plastic for some
reason. I love using brown paper bags because you can cut it open when you're frying your puris, you're frying your egg bread. Put your brown paper, put your paper towel, absorb it. Even you're making fried onions, for that matter. It absorbs a lot. So don't throw your brown paper packets away as well. All right. And yes, we're coming. I'm going to say something about the puri recipe. Now, I think the secret ingredient of this puri recipe is the klim.
But have you noticed the klim in the roti recipe also? It just takes the roti to another level.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, but you remember klim is very rich, so that's why it just enhances the flavor, the texture, the softness, the fluffiness.
Okay, they say must please repeat the puri recipe as well. All right, okay, I'm going to repeat it for the last time, okay? It's 2 cups of flour, 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of klim, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons of butter. Rub butter into dry ingredients, make a crumbly texture. Then you make your dough with 1/2 cup of milk, mixed with 1/2 cup of mass. Bind to form a soft dough, allow to rest for a while, roll and fry. Well, what you can do also in your puri is put some green masala in, if you will. If you want, you can put whole jeeru in as well. And for a nice, like a spicy puri.
Mm.
It's very, very tasty indeed as well.
And you know what I like is to take fennel seeds, crush it and put it into the puri dough.
Is that so? It must be so tasty. You can serve your puri with pateria as well.
Yes.
It's also a nice idea for a patkos with a nice amri chutney as well. That will be perfect for your patkos if you're going on a road trip, even if you're going overseas on a long journey as well. It's very filling indeed. But then again, lots of listeners ask, why did the pateria actually break?
So your pateria breaks because you don't roll it tight enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're rolling your pateria, you need to ensure that you roll it tight enough. When you roll it too loose, then when you're frying, it tends to loosen up.
Okay. Now, there's another tip I learned from Auntie Miriam Valley. She's also the author of Pride of Indian Cooking, a great cook. Absolutely great cook as well. And she has taught me something. Take your slice of pateria, dip it in egg white. It won't break. It won't open out.
Okay, yes. I know a few people that do that
and
as
I think
well.
We had another lady on, I think Tamarind and Thyme. She said she dips a whole pateria into the egg.
Yes, you can use egg white or a whole egg. I'm not a fan of the food dipped in egg and fried. But yes, those are options. I do know a few people that do that.
I've tried it out with the pateria. It actually worked for me as well.
Yes, no, it does work. It does work.
The egg white, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, I think Sister Aisha Dokrat, I don't know if she listens to the program from Botswana, she actually had pateria bajas. The other day, I think she had it on her Instagram. Pateria bajas. She chopped up pateria and put it into a bajja bat and she fried it.
So I know people know of pateria samosas, but in fact, you know, a few days ago I was speaking to an auntie and she said to me, so she felt savouries, and she said to me, one auntie sent her pateria filling for moons, and it actually came out so nice, and it was such a simple thing. She just took her pateria, she chopped it up, she fried it and then chopped it up. And then she made a red samosa chutney and a normal mustard seed curry leaf vagar. And she threw it in and she mixed it all. And this auntie said it was so tasty. And some tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. Okay, JazakAllah for sharing. Well, listeners, the puri recipe is 2 tablespoons of klim. Not 2 teaspoons, 2 tablespoons of klim. All right. Well, we've come to the end of the program, and dearest listeners, today is my last time I'm going to be on air for this year. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, I will be back in January as well. And Zakia will be taking over the program while I'm on leave. Please do remember me and my family and all the marhumi in your du'as as well, and the ummah in your du'as. And wherever you're going, please be safe and have a lovely break as well. From me, Amara and Zakia. But before I leave, I'd like to thank my producer, Mumtaz, for getting all the lovely guests as well. Zakia, JazakAllah to you also. And you're going to be taking over the seat from me next week now, inshallah. And only if Allah Ta'ala wills, I will be back in January, or else we meet in Jannah, inshallah. Ameen, ameen. Well, that's a review from me, Amara and Zakia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.